Sagt die Gemara, daf kuf yutes omit aleph, the last word on the line. Reb Zera mahadel azuze. Daf kuf yutes omit beis. Reb Zera was mahadel azuze, zuze de rabbonon. When he saw groups, pairs of Talmid Chachomim, talking, learning on Erev Shabbos, he used to go after them and tell them, omale, and he told them, I plead of you, I beg you, don't be mechal the din of bittel of the din of Oynik Shabbos. Now is the time to go shopping and buy delicacies for Oynik Shabbos. Be ma'anik the Shabbos. Don't be mechal and be mevalta the din tanugim. And the Ramon Simon Reish Tzadi Taka brings that poilim balabatim that are oisik the whole week in their melachtom mepanososom, so they have to learn additional, they have to learn extra amount on Shabbos. Masha'enken tamid chachomim, that are oisik the whole week b'Torah. So on Shabbos, he says, they should be ma'aneg themselves, yoisik tzas, more than they're mis'aneg, obviously, the whole week, because of the fact that they mis'aneg themselves the whole week in Torah. So on Shabbos, they have to mis'aneg themselves in the tanugim more, meaning in the oinik Shabbos. And like he told him over here, he told Zuzid Rabbonon, now is the time to prep yourself for Oynik Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Rav Avi, Temer, Reb Shuben Levi, Afilu Yochid, HaMispalel, Erev Shabbos, even an individual, that damas b'yichidus, that damas Erev Shabbos, Tzorech Loimah Vayichulu. He says Vayichulu, and that's like what we fear zich, because when you damas b'nei Esrei, it's a Yochid that's saying Vayichulu. So Vayichulu is said even are they Yochid. Dom Rav Huna, Dom Rav Amnuna, Kolam Mispalel, Erev Shabbos, Vayim Vayichulu. Some of the damas they have Shabbos and it says Vayichulu. Mylo levakos of kilenas is shutev laKodesh Baruch Hu ma'aseh breishis, as if he's a shutev in ma'aseh breishis itself. Shenemar Vayichulu, al tika Vayichulu, ela Vayichalu. Vayichalu meaning we finished. The Eibishter and Kaviyochol, we're comparing ourselves. We are chelik or shutevs in ma'aseh breishis. Now lema'isa we taka say it b'tfila b'lachash. If you dam b'minyan, if you dam b'yichidus, you say Vayichulu even b'yochid. And the Rosh says that the reason why we say it again after davening, the Shliach Tzibur says it, is because the Takana came about because Yontar Shchalios B'Shabes, we don't say Vayichulu by Atav Chatonu. So the Misakin to say it after davening. Once the Misakin to say after davening, we kept it like that by all Shabbosim. Now in addition, we find in Shulchan Aruch that we also say it, and the Rosh says this, we say it also Alakois. That's we might see the Bnei Bayis, and Zoy Shteit in Reish Samach Aleph. Now, there are Rishonim that say that it's an Edus, and that's when you take say it b'tzibur together, or you say it at least with two people, when you say it afterwards, and that's where it has to be b'amida, Zokter Ritva, like Edus has to be b'amida. But it's an Edus that you're a shutef in Ma'aseh Breishis. Zokter Gemara, Omar Rebbe Loz Minayin Shadibur Kamaisa, from where do we know that Dibur is like a Ma'aseh, Shenemar, because here we're saying, you're saying Vayichulu, and that's like you're a Maisa, like you're a Shutuf and Maisa Breishis. So where do we know the Dibur is Kamaisa? Shenema B'dvar Hashem, Shemaim Nasu. With the Dibur of Hashem, the Shemaim was Nasu. So it's Kamaisa. Omer Avchidom HaMa'uk V'kol Mispala B'Ev Shabbos V'Oim Vayichulu. When he says Vayichulu, Shenema Malachi Ashor is Malavin Loi, Lo'odom, the two Malachi Ashor is that Malavi him, that accompany him going home, Menich Nedein Al Goyishoi, they place their Dein on his head, V'Oim Loi, B'Sor Avonecho, B'Chati Secho, T'chupar. That means your avoinus should go away, and you should be zoicha to a kapora. Zok the Gemara Tanya Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Doimel. Shnei Malachi Ashoz Melavin Lelo Odom Be'ev Shabbos. The two Malachi Ashoz that are Melavin that accompany him. The Gemara before was talking about that when you say Vayichulu, so they place their hands on his head and they say V'sal Vanecha. Now we're saying that Stam Shnei Malachi Ashoz are Melavin a person. Be'er Shabbos and Beis Knesset LeBeisah, when he goes from shul to home, Echad Tov Echad Ra, one is a Malach Tov and one is Malach Ra. Ukshabol LeBeisah, and when he comes home, Umotza Ne'adoluk B'Shulchan Aruch Mitotzim Mitzas, and the table is set and the Ner is Doluk. So Malach Tov Oimer, the Malach Tov says Yirotzein, it should be the Eibush's will. Shetel Shabbos Acheres, you should be zeich to another week, and it should be the same thing next week. Shetel Shabbos Acheres Kach. Umalach Ra Oimer Omen Bal Korchay, the Malach Ra. It's forcefully, by force, he has to say Bal Korchoi against his will even, he has to say Omein. Vim Lavin, if it's not found to be that way, his table, Malach Ra, Oima Yirot, Shetei L'Shabbos Acheres, next week should be the same way, this way, the way it's now. Shetei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach, Malach Tov, Oina, Omein Bal Korchoi, and the Malach Tov has to answer Omein Bal Korchoi even against his will. Toi says, Akasha, Shteit in Gemara Pesachim, that you don't bring the Shulchan until until you're Mekadesh. So what do you mean it's mutzah already? So Tosfos, it's oruch b'makom acher. Just you don't even bring it till after Kiddush, but it doesn't mean that it's not set. A person should always be misadeh his table on Erev Shabbos, af b'shenetzorcha l'kazayis. Even if you only need a kazayis, meaning you only can afford a kazayis, you should at least have set for the minimal. That means set up the table even if you can only afford a kazayis. I lemaisa kazayis lav dafka, because the minimal in the state in Shulchan Aruch Reish Tzadi Aleph is a kebeah you have to have of bread. So the Mishmur Taka says over there, based on others, other Mishonim, that b'di'evad yitaka yoytzu b'kazayis. Zog mavam abchanina. La'olam yisader odom Shulchan Aruch Motzah Shabbos. Meaning just like a misad in Erev Shabbos, also on Motzah Shabbos from a Malkish b'misad your table. Af b'shenetzorich ala kazayis. Even again, only if you only can use a kazayis. So the Goyin Bir Agro, Taka brings from here, and he says that the Gemara compares the Erev Shabbos to the Motzah Shabbos. That means, baby, Motzah Shabbos, you also have to have bread, pas. Because we're comparing the Erev Shabbos to Motzah Shabbos, so Malav Malka is on pas. So the Rashi says, what's the Indian of Motzah Shabbos? What's the Malav Malka? It's a covered Shabbos, take it in. The lavoy is be it's yosei. To Malav the Shabbos. Just like you greeted it, you Malav it. It's a derech covered, like you Malav a Melech when he leaves. So based on that, it's taka better be'etzim to do the Malav Malka somuch to the Yitzir of Shabbos. Not that you Mesiach Das and you do something totally different and you wake up 3 hours later to Malav the Shabbos. Now, obviously, if you're Seveya from Shal Shudas, then there's no Indian to have a Malav Malka yet, but then it has to be an Achila, that's not an Achila Gasa, of course. But there has to be a connection to the Shabbos, so it's taka a covered of the Livui. Now, if a person doesn't have a suda from Lava Malka, so we pass clearly in Simon Shin that it's more important than Gimel Sudas. Gimel Sudas, the Gemara learned from a pasuk Vayoyim. This is important, but not as important as the Gimel Sudas. You do it in Maaseh Rav, I think it is, on Keseloish. The importance of Lava Malka, the Goyin told his Rebbetzin always to have Lava Malka, even if it means through all types of hardships, not to give up on Malav Malka. And I believe there was a story once that even she was Mekabel a Tainis, so the Goyin said Malav Malka is worth more than all Tanesim. So the pod of Malav Malka overrides even a Tainis, a Kapara, not a Tainis Tzibu we're talking about. We're talking about a Tainis that she was Mekabel a Tainis Yochid. Zog du mal weiter, Chamin b'motzeh Shabbos melugmo. If you have Chamin on Motzeh Shabbos, it's a remedy, it's a refuah. So Rashi says, "Lishtois v'lirchoitz." That means to drink, and also to wash yourself. Rechitze of chamin and shti of chamin is a refuah on Motzeh Shabbos. Pas chama b'Motzeh Shabbos melugma. Likewise, having pas chama, bread that's warm on Motzeh Shabbos is also refuah. Zog di mor Rabavo have avdin lei ba'afuke Shabbato iglatilsa. Rabavo used to make on Motzeh Shabbos, igla tilsa, an eagle, a calf, that was only in his gadol shlish. It's only grown a third of its maturity, which is like a veal. It's not totally grown. It's a bosa meshubach. That's what Rashi in Ervin Samach Gimel says. Now Rashi early in Dafir Aleph says igla tilsa means the eagle that was nerlet shlishi from the mother, and that is a special Bosa Meshubach, when the mother is young, it's not as good to meat. When it's older, it's not as good. But the third one has a special, unique aspect in the taste of the Bosa. So the Gemara says he had this Igla Tilsa. So we see Inyan Taket eat Bosa. Before we said that Inyan Taf Pas, the Goyin says just like on Erev Shabbos, we comparing to the Motzeh Shabbos Suda. But here we see that's an Indian of Bosa Taka, Meshubach, specially made for Motzeh Shabbos. So the Gemara says that Igla Tilsa have Ochimine Kulaisa. He didn't just eat the Igla Tilsa, he ate the Kloyos. That means he ate the kidney of that Igla Tilsa. So the Gemara, Kigodl Avimi Brei, when Abavimi, the son of Avo, became older, Omele told his father, "Why are you wasting a whole eagle if you're just eating the what's it called, the kidney, the kloya?" Hi, Nishboy. Lama lech lafsuri kulei hi. Nishboy kulei se mimayla Shabbato. Take the eagle that we use for Friday night, the Suda, and leave the kloya for Motzei Shabbos and Lamalka. Shavkua and deitaka ditzo, v'osa aye achlei. So now an aye came and ate up the other eagle, the one that was supposed to be shechted for Motzei Shabbos. He didn't gain anything. Here the son thought, don't shecht another animal just for the kloya. Just utilize the animal from Friday night suda and use the kloya for that for Motzei Shabbos. So they had an extra animal. An Ari came and the lion ate up that additional eagle. So he gained absolutely nothing. Means that the Puronia should be in his battle. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, because Bitaka answered Yeish Me Rabbi when you answer it B'chol Koychoi. Now, Rashi over here says, Tosis brings also, that Kol Omin Yeish Me Rabbi Pirush B'chol Kavanosei. That means, Koychoi means with the intent, the Kavona. Then Tosis brings that the Ri says that no, the Yeish B'psikta B'maisra B'shmol Ben Elisha, that Chrisol Nechnosel but Knesis V'Oimim Yeish Me'Rabbi B'Vorch B'Kol Rom T'Mevatlim Gzeres Koshes. So it's a Kol Rom. It's not a Kavona, it's say it loudly. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nunvov, we talk and say you do both. Say B'Kavona and say B'Kol Rom. Now not to the extent that it can disturb other people, but a Kol Rom, a normal Kol Rom and Kavanosoi, that's Mevatl Gzeres Puloniyos. So again, Zogdimo, Omer Shuman Levi, Kola Oine Omen Yesh Mirabim Vorach, Bechol Koicha Kurin Legzadino Shenemar, Bifroya Prois, to break up the Puronios, Bisrol, Bisnadim Am Boch Hashem, my time before Prois, how is the Puronios going to be in his battle? From the Boch Hashem, Rabbi Barabba Omer Abiyachin Afilu Yesh Boshemet Shalavid Zorah, even if he has a Shemet Shalavid Zorah, Moichin Loi, we're Moichelim, Ksiv Hocha before Prois, Uksiv Hosom, Kiparuahu. That's referring to the Chet Eagle, it says Kiparuahu. Jezusik over there, it's referring to Avodah Zarah. So we're also saying Bepoya Proyas that it can be mevatel even the Proyas because of Avodah Zarah. Before we add in Gemara, Kala Mishayim is a Shabbos, then even if he's over Avodah Zarah, we say it is Moichlan Loi. Here we're saying it's Moichlan Loi with the Yesh Miraba on Avodah Zarah. Zog the Gemara Shemetz. Zog the Gemara Omre Shlokish Kala Oina Omin Bechol Koichoi Poitzchon Lishari Gan Eden. We open up the gates of Gan Eden Shenemar, Pishush Orim, Vyovoi, Goit Sadik, Shomer Amunim, Artikel Shomer Amunim, Elisha Oimrim, Omein. They say Omein. So if you say Omein, B'chol Koichoi, now we're talking about Omein, not even Yesh Me'ra, but the Emir Omein, B'chol Koichoi, which we said before, Ratzeis brings, means, Kol Koichoi means Kavanosoi, or means Kol Rom, but they're open for him, Poisrin Loi, Shari Gan Eden. Shenema pischus shorim biyovik goy tzadik shoyim remunim artikel shoyim remunim ela shoyim rim omen. So look, my omen. What does omen mean? Omer Reb Chinina kel melech neamon. Omen is rosh teves kel melech neamon. The Torah brings that omen means emes. It's true. You talk have to have in mind both. Tosis right over here says in the bottom tzorch lahar boy b'shoshoyim omen, and that's how we talk a paskin in kuf chav dalet that say kel melech neamon and say emes, like the Torah says. See, omen means emes, it's true, I'm amesit, and kel melech neamon. Rosh HaTevis, you have to have in mind, or at least this man of the omen is b'shir that you can think about kel melech neamon. Now, the Ramos says in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, that when you say the omen after Baruch Haba Yisrael Bahava before Shema, that omen is the Rosh HaTevis of kel melech neamon in order to have the Ramach Evorim. Since Kriyas Shema, you need Ramach, and there's only Ramah, so you have to hear Hashem Alekechem MS at the end, but if you remove Kriya Shema, it's a hefsik, so the Kel Melech Neamon, the Omen is a chelik of the Kriya Shema, it's not a hefsik, and it says, V'chein Nehigon, V'nochen Hu, because the Kel Melech Neamon over here is a chelik of the Shema. It's not a regular Omen that you're answering on a brocha. It's the Omen that's a chelik of the Shema to create the Kel Melech Neamon, to create the amount of Evorim, Keneged Ramach. That amount of words. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Breide Rav Shmuel, Mishmede Rav, Ein hadleika mitzuyal b'mokim sheish chilul Shabbos. Hadleika, a fire, is b'mokim of chilul Shabbos. Shenemar, v'im lo tishmu elai l'kalis yom ha-Shabbos, u'levilti se'eis maso, v'hitzati eish b'sh'oreo, v'ochla almanu yisushlaim, v'lo yisich be'er. So we see that the oynish of chilul Shabbos im leisish mir alle kash yom shabbes so le vilti says masa vitzati es bishorel the einish is that there will be an ash, there will be a fire. Zog the gemara mai, what does it mean veloy sichbe? What does it mean you won't be able to extinguish it? Amrav nachem b'yitzrok b'shor she'em b'nei odom mitzuyin l'chaboyso. So Rashi meaning on Shabbos. On Shabbos there aren't people that can be mechabit, and that's going to be the oynish for the chil Shabbos gufa. Zog the gemara Amrav b'ayel l'chov yushlaim el b'shul shechilu b'ez Shabbos. The gemara continues. The churban b'ez hamikdash took place because of chil Shabbos shenemar. It says in the pasuk mishapsoisa helimu einayim va'achil b'soichom. And the end of that pasuk over there talks about that the Eibishter destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So it's because of the Chil Shabbos. Zog the Gemara. Oh, Mara Bevo Lechov Yushlaim, another member of the Chum Beis Hamikdash, El Bishul Shabit Lu Kriyashma. Bishabit Lu Kriyashma Shachet Va'arvis. The Mavat Kriyashma. Shenemal Hoi Mashkime Baboikel Sheikho Yodoifu. So they drank Sheikhor in the morning, this man of Kriyashma, and I'm about it. Uksiv, and it says in the pasuk, "Vahoyo kino v'novel toif v'chol v'yayin mishteim v'espoil Hashem lo yabitu." Meaning, they weren't miyachid, the man to be miyachid Shem Hashem to say Kriyashma, but rather, they drank Sheikhar. Uksiv, and it says, after that, "Lochen gola ami miblidas." That state though clearly that they were goyla because of the bitl of Kriyashma in the morning and the evening. Zog the Gemara, another reason of the Chumra Bayis, Om Rav Nun Lachov Yushlaim, Ela Bishul Shabit Lubo, Tinoik Shabes Rabon. The meaning, the Omevatel, Melam De Tinoiko, is Talmud De Teire, Chadorim, Shenemak, what it says in the Pasuk, Shvoich Al Oilol Bachutz, Ma Tam, Shvoich, what's the reason that there was a Shvoich, there was a cast, there was a destruction, Mishum De Oilol Bachutz, because the Oilolim means Tinoikos, were Bachutz, they weren't learning in the Chadorim, they were Bachutz, and Omevatel, the Tinoik Shabes Rabon. Zog the Gemara another reason. There was no bush of one to another. So if you're not a mevuyish from someone else, you'll be oiv averus. Shenemar it says, "Hoy vishu ki soy eva osu v'gam boish lo yevoishu." That was the cause of the churban. Zog the Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak, "Lechov Yishlaim ela bishvil shehush v'kotin v'godl." They were machshav v'kotin like a godl. So that's also this terrible destruction because of that. Shenemar, v'hoyo ka'am ke'koyin. The am is like the koyin. Uksibasren, it says afterwards, ha'boik, hi'boik, ti'boik ha'oretz, meaning the land became desolate. Zog digomoro, omrab amre, the reb shimon v'rabo, omrab shimon v'rabo. Omrab chanina l'chov yushlaim, l'bishish lo yichichu ze, they weren't machich one another. Shenemar, ho yusurel kayolim, l'motsu mire, ma ayol ze, just like an ayol, roisho shol ze, bitzad znova yishol ze. The head of the ayol, if they're walking in a row, so the head of one is in the tail of the other. One after another. Af yusol shabayus ado, kof shu p'nei b'kaka, it's like they put their head, they stuck their head in the ground like an ostrich. Or is here we're saying like a ayol. V'lo yichichu ze, and they weren't machich one another. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Chovu Yishlaim El Bishul Shebizu Bote Amid Chomim De Mevazet Amid Chomim Shenemar Vayhu Malivim B'Malachi Alokim Uvoizim Dvorov U'Metatim Bin Aviyo V'Ad Alois Hameis Hashem Chamas Hashem V'Amoy Ad Ein Marpe. So it caused the destruction because they're Malivim Ad Ein Marpe and told them because they're Malivim Tamid Chomim. Zok the Gemara now this Bizoin of Tamid Chomim state in the Turi Evin. Shagasai writes in Megillah Chof Ches that a Talmud Chacham, even though we know Melech can be Moichel HaKvoidei, but a Talmud Chacham could be Moichel HaKvoidei. Kvoidei is Mochel. So he says you can only be Moichel on the Din Kima, that which is relevant to you. But in the Bizoin of the Torah itself, that you have not a Bailas to be Moichel on. And that's why it caused the Churban, because it's not something that you can be Moichel on, because it's not Torah delay when you learn it, but the Maisa on the Bizoi Talmud Chacham, on the Bizoi of the Torah Shabbai, that's why the Gemara is going to say, "Ein gefula makosoi." There is no remedy. Zog the Gemara, "My adlein marpa." It says in the pasuk, "Adlein marpa." Om Ravido Marav kol mevazel mechom ein refula makosoi. Zog the Turi Evin, there's no refula makosoi because he can't even be moichel if he wants to, because the ma'aser the Torah was nisbaza, so there's no refula makosoi. Zog the Gemara, Om Ravido Marav, "My dichsev." It says the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Al tigu be mishichoi v'nivoy al torei v'nivoy al toreiu. Al tigu be mishichoi le tinok shebeis rabin. Mishicha is tinok shebeis rabin. Zog Rashi, why? Shedech tinok shele moishu mishemen. You anoint them with oil. So that means al tigu be mishichoi. That's tinok shebeis rabin. meaning don't touch them, don't start up with them, let them learn in Chadorim. Uven vi al tereyu el tamil chachomim, that means do not start with the Nevi'im, don't do any harm to them. Zogmal Moish Lokish, Pshum Ebyud Nesiyo, Ein Olam Iskayim, the world only exists because Ela Bishul Hevel Tinoik Shabbos Rabon, because of the Hevel Pium of the Tinoik Shabbos Rabon, the learning of the Tinoikas. Omele Rapop El Abaya, the Divi Didoch Mai, what about our Hevel? Is that less than the Tinoikas? The world's not Miskayim because of our learning? Omele Ein Adoyim Hevel Sheesh Boichet, Level Sheim Boichet. So because the Hevel of a Godel, either of course, these great people, but it was biyodam to do chet or ein tzag baot hashem asatoyv, versus the hevel of a tinoik shebeis rabon, it's ein boi chet. And the chiddush over here is that even tinoiks are not metzuvin, but for the kiyum va'olam, you don't need metzuvah va'oisa. Kiyum va'olam is a metzias. The Torah being learned by hevel piyum sheim bam chet is taka greater, and it holds up the world. And without that, it would cease to exist. Zog the Gemara. Omar Eshlokish. Mishum Abido Nisio. Emavatni Tinok Shabes Rabba and Afilo Binyam Beis HaMikdosh. We now mavata them from learning, even at the time of Bezim Beis HaMikdosh. Vomar Eshlokish the Rabido Nisio. Kach Mekublani Mi Avoisai. Vamrilo Mi Avoisecho. Have a Kabbalah. Call Eoshem Tinok Shabes Rabbin. A city that doesn't have Chadorim, people teaching Tinok Shabes Rabbon, it's going to end up being Machiven Oisai. It's going to be destroyed. Or actually, Rashi says that it's a Loshon of Ikashir. It is only going to be a little remaining from that city. The Ravina Omar, Machimen Oiso. Machimen Oiso says Rashi that it's not going to be anything left over. Lekashir. Meaning you need the Tinok Shebeis Rabban to learn for the city to have a Kiyum. That's how Rashi learns. The Meiri and the Rambam, the Meiri is actually in Bavasach of Chof Alef Amibes by the Sugi of Tinok Shebeis Rabban. And the Rambam in Talmud Torah, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says that he learns machrivin is fakert. First, it's what Rashi is saying, machrivin is some tabashir, and then machrivin. He learns fakert. If there's no tinoik shebeis rabon, so then you machrimit. You machrimit first. You put it in cherim. You amend it that it should have. And if they don't follow suit, then you machrivit. You close down the city. And that's what we pass in Reish Mem Hei. We pass in your day, Reish Mem Hei Zion, that a ear that's ain boy, Tinok Shebeis Rabban, you machrim first, and then you are machavit. You have to close down that city if it doesn't have Tinok Shebeis Rabban, Chadorim learning. All right, we'll stop over here, towards the bottom of the Omid, four lines from the bottom. V'omar rove l'chov Yerushalayim el'sh posku mimenu, and Shayamona. We'll see that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.